Good afternoon, everyone. Today I am going to discuss about our second chapter with the world population distribution, density and growth. You know, world population is not evenly distributed. Even after the world population increases very rapidly. That is why we need to know better this chapter. The term population distributions refer to the way people are spaced over the earth surface. That means population distribution means arrangement of population over earth surface. This arrangement or distributions is two types basically. One is agglomerated distribution or densely distributed, and secondly sparse population distribution or uneven population distribution. You know, 90% of world population lived in 10% of its area. 10 countries share 60% of world population, where out of these 10 countries, 6 are in Asia. So just think about this. In the world, 60% of population belongs to only 10 countries. And within 10 countries, 6 are in Asia. These names are China, Indonesia, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Russia. You know, there is an important statement stated by Sir George B. Creasy. He said, Asia has many places where people are few, and few places where people are very many. That means Asia or South and Southeast Asia is mostly dense area. Even some of the places are totally sparse populated and some of the places are very dense populated. You know, now I'm going to say about some data. You know, current world population as on 2020, that is 7.8 billion. But in 21st century, it was only 6 billion. You know, there is a provisional census that is published on 2015. That time it was 7.4 billion only. You know, it will take only 12 years to reach doubling of population from 5 billion to 6 billion. You know, it will take only 12 years to reach world population 5 billion to 6 billion. Where the highest population recorded in China and lowest population recorded Vatican City. And India's population is only 1.21 billion as on 2011 census. Next thing I have to discuss, that is basically the density of population. You know, density of population means total population lived in particular area. That means total population lived in particular geographical area is called population density. There is a simple formula, population upon geographical area. For an example, India's population is 1.21 billion and total geographical area is 3.28 lakh square kilometer. That is why India's population density is 382% per square kilometer as on 2011 census. Here you have to know the meaning of census. Census means publication of demographic information or population related information within the gap of 10 years. According to this census, India's population is population density is 382% per square kilometer. You know, population density in the world is not evenly distributed. This population density are three types basically: high density population, low density population, and moderate density of population. You know, as we see in the continent wise, in the table number 2.1, the region wise density of population, Asia has the highest population density, 146% per square kilometer. Africa is 43, Europe 34, Latin America 32, North America 20, and Oceania 5. That means Asia has highest and Oceania has the lowest population density. For an example, high population density regions like Asia, America, Moderate density basically found in Europe and low is Oceania. You know, there are some factors responsible for the distribution of populations. These are like geographical factors, economic factors, and sociocultural factors. Under geographical factors, first is availability of water. You know, where water is easily available, basically river, drinking water, that particular place population is very dense, and where is availability water is very less, then population is low. Landform. Second, landform means if landform structure is very high, that means there is high altitude areas, there is population distribution is low, and in the lowland like plain region, there's population is high. Next factor is climate. Extreme climate conditions create very less population distribution or density, like, you know, desert, cold or polar region, their population is very low. Where is sober climate or Mediterranean kind of climate, their population is very high. Next factor is soil. Fertile soil provide high concentration of population, whereas infertile soil provide very low concentration of populations. So these are geographical factors. Economic factors means, first one is mineral deposition. You know, where is mineral mines exist, around these mine areas population concentration is very high. That is why where minerals is very low, that particular places population is very low. You know, second factor is urbanization. Urbanization means increment of urban population percentage. For an example, town, city, megacity, etc. Because of highly facilitated areas, education, job, better life styles, because of this situation, all urban centers population is very high, like Delhi, Tokyo, etc. Next is industrializations. You know, industrializations places, like where is major industries are there, that particular places population concentration is high, like Germany, Ruhr region, in India, Jamshedpur region, etc. You know, social and cultural factors. Social and cultural factors denotes religious place, cultural places have population concentration is very high because of religious and cultural factors. And government policy provides sometimes positive or sometimes negative population distributions. Like China population policy control their populations, whereas India's population policy is very good for Indian citizens. That is why population growth is very high. Next time or next topic, I have to discuss about the population growth. The meaning of population growth is change of population in course of time. Change of population in course of time is called population growth. There is a simple formula of population growth, that is current year minus base year divided by base year into 100. Current year minus base year divided by base year into 100 is called the formula of population growth. Understood? You know, before you have to know the population growth terms, you have to know the basic terminologies like birth rate, death rate, in-migration, out-migration or immigration and emigration. First, birth rate means total number of live births in a particular year. Death rate means total number of deaths in a particular year. Migration means movement or mobility of a group of persons from place of origin to place of destination due to push and pull factor. That is called migration. Second portions, migrations affect the population growth. How? Look, first one, there is four type of population growth exist. First one is natural growth, second one actual growth, third one positive growth, and fourth one negative growth. You know, natural growth means birth rate minus death rate. Actual growth means birth rate minus death rate plus in-migration minus out-migration. Positive growth rate means where birth rate is more than death rate. And negative growth rate means death rate is more than birth rate. This is called negative growth rate of population. For an example, India's population growth annually 1.64% and digital growth 17.64% as on 2011 census. And world population growth recorded 1.2%, where highest population growth continent is Africa 2.6% and lowest continent is Europe 0.1%. Whereas highest population growth country is South Sudan, that is 3.83% annually growth, and lowest population growth country is Andorra, that is European country, minus 3.61% annually. That is called population growth. And even the trends of population growth, now the topic is trend of population growth. You know, trends of population growth refers to different revolutions and associated population groups. First revolution is agricultural revolution, that is happened during the year or time period 12,000 to 8,000 years ago. That time world population is 8 million. Industrial revolution time, that is year 1750, that is 550 million. In transportation revolution, in the year 1850, the population is 2 billion. In medical revolution time period, population is 2.5 billion. In biotechnological revolution, that is population 3.2 billion. And present the technological revolution time, that is population 6 billion.